Your hometown news station, 1300 KGLO. I'm Tim Fleming, and we have with us Lark Trigstad on our Caregiver Corner program. I had to give you a standing ovation for joining us today, Lark.
How you doing? I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, I haven't talked a lot about it, but you've been missing in action for a few weeks.
I have. I had a back surgery, but I'm on the mend.
Doing well?
I'm better every day. It makes you appreciate mobility.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's a lot of what my entire career has been, is promoting independence and mobility and growing older. And, you know, it catches up with all of us. So it's been a good experience.
Yeah, and it's like you only use your back when you walk, when you breathe, when you move.
That darn thing.
Everything you do, right?
Yes.
When you laugh, it hurts.
Oh, past that state, thank goodness.
Oh, boy. Well, it's good to have you back with us on the program. And then you start up by making us laugh a little bit here, too. I'm smiling a little bit today. You've got Popeye on the cover here.
Yeah.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach.
That's right. I am what I am.
Yeah. So today, Lark, we are going to talk about Popeye the Sailor Man.
You got it. You got it.
Most of us can remember him as a Saturday morning cartoon favorite. And, of course, he was a Bart's Clubhouse regular.
Ta-da!
The character itself is almost 100 years old.
Well, you know, the caregiving aspect of Popeye that is so characteristic of many family caregivers is his undying devotion to olive oil, his damsel in distress. Remember olive oil?
Oh, yeah.
Popeye exploits are enhanced by a reoccurring plot element. It is his nearly saintly perseverance in overcoming any obstacle to please Olive, and who often, if only temporarily, renounces Popeye for Bluto.
Yeah, like any true caregiver, Popeye often comes up with solutions to problems that seem insurmountable. He has displayed Sherlock Holmes-like investigative prowess, scientific ingenuity, and successful diplomatic arguments.
Yeah, and it's that type of ingenuity, love, and generosity of spirit, like Popeye, the knight in shining armor that many family members are grateful for in their hour of need due to recovery from illness or merely just getting older. At SageLink, we have our own, quote-unquote, spinach-like caregiver tools to make the job a bit more doable.
Yeah, that's right. On the Everyday How-To's for Caregiving page, there is a how-to video and resource guide for family caregivers on specific medical and nursing tasks, including preparing special diets, managing incontinence, wound care, mobility, managing medications. The videos and resource guides, many of which are available in both English and Spanish. And I like this, Lark. You've done a nice job with this, too. They're free of charge.
Right. We try to utilize the existing resources and avoid duplication. So also on this page, there's a checklist about preparation for going to the hospital or coming home. It's called Working with Healthcare Team. And research has showed that communication and teamwork are among the most important aspects of high-quality healthcare. And the individual family and caregivers are a vital part of the team. And as we said, I was recently hospitalized, and believe me, that's an important part of recovery. The checklist that we are providing on the website was developed by the Niche Project. I coordinated that back in the 90s for the care of the elderly in the hospital. And some of the original nurses from a pilot project that we conducted then, Nurses Improving Care to Hospital Elderly, here at Mercy One in North Iowa, took care of me. So,
wow.
Their foundational work now has been replicated in over 700 hospitals in our country and internationally, and it focused on preventing functional decline in the elderly.
Oh, that's neat stuff.
Yeah.
And not only that, but the discharge planners, health navigators, case managers, health coaches now identify a name of the caregiver who is going to be your Popeye the Sailor Man. They're trying to do face-to-face or, if you will, mask-to-mask session to assure everyone understands what to do. And I'm sure that North Iowa SageLink will be an appreciated tool.
It really is handy because it's just one click away to satisfy the educational needs of caregivers. So, you know, as caregivers, we need to do our part to be available. That's a big thing. And it's a little different. It might be from your car these days, but be available, ask questions, and show interest. Our goal is to make sure that our olive oils have the best possible outcome in recovery from illness or injury, or again, or dealing with the daily dilemmas of becoming frailer as we age.
So is this when we do the Popeye?
You can.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot, toot.
Yeah, there we go. Lark, it's great to hear you're doing well and feeling better. And
back in the game.
Back in the game.
Kind of.
Always fun to talk to you about North Iowa SageLink, and that's a great thing.
I'm so proud of it. I'm telling you, after my recovery, I'm just really, really proud that we've worked on that thing all these years, and it's been slow but sure, but it's there, and hopefully we'll find ways to be more creative in using it. So, and just like with your help, Tim, thanks so much.
No problem. Happy to be here with you every week on KGL.
You got it.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Hey, thanks, Lark. Have a great one.
Bye-bye.
It's Lark Trigstad with us on AM 1300 KGLO, and that's our Caregiver Corner for this week. Join us every Wednesday morning just after 7:30 on 1300 KGLO.